Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. I am your host, John Henson, and today wanted to start another week where we are going through some of the biggest findings from our Legal Marketing Trends Report. I did that a couple of weeks ago with some other big statistics, but here I wanted to go through some other stuff that we found in our 2024 Legal Marketing Trends Report. You can get that report. Just go to spotlightbranding.com. It'll be right there on the homepage for you. But today, wanted to talk about just an opportunity for law firms out there when it comes to staffing. And this is tangentially related to marketing, and I'll get to that in a second. But what we're seeing a lot of right now is law firms turning to offshore employees. And I mean, you know, offshore is a very loose term. It just simply means, you know, not in the USA. But, you know, there are companies out there who can source talent from other countries, you know, the Philippines, Mexico, South Africa, a couple of other places where they are absolutely incredible at everything that needs to be done. But because of, you know, their country's economy, and how it compares to the U.S. dollar, like, you know, you can pay them an amazing wage for a fraction of the cost it would take to hire someone stateside, just because the cost of living in America is so much more expensive by comparison. And so, you know, there's this growing trend. And I say trend because, you know, it's relatively new, but I think this is really going to become a permanent part of, you know, a small law firm's staffing journey. But right now, 74% of law firms are saying that they don't have any offshore employees, while, you know, the other 26% have at least one, maybe multiple. And this, you know, this is interesting, you know, especially if you're trying to grow and you want to take some time off your, you know, take tasks off your hands. This is a great way to do it. You know, a great way that this was explained to me was, you know, for entrepreneurs, right? And business owners, like, you get to a point where you're maxed out and you have to start basically buying back your time. Right. You know, because obviously there's only so much you can do in a day or a week and a month or whatever the case is. And so you have to start buying back your time. And the way you buy back your time is by hiring someone to take those tasks off your hands. And this offshore, these virtual employees are a great way to get started on that, if not a permanent solution altogether. And just looking at some of the ways that, you know, law firms are filling roles with virtual staff. 44% are doing intake and reception. 45% are doing paralegal work, which is, you know, awesome. 25% are doing admin and finance. 18% are doing executive assistant work. And 19% are doing marketing. So there's a wide range of roles that you can fill with these virtual, you know, virtual staffers. And, you know, for just an added bonus here, only 5% of the respondents who said they were using virtual, you know, staff indicated some level of unhappiness. So, you know, obviously it's not 100%, but like 5% not being super happy with it is a great small amount, right? So overwhelmingly positive. You know, if you want to learn more about that, I can put you in touch with some other law firms who are using virtual staffers and see if they can talk to you about their experience and, you know, the success that they've had. We would, you know, we use them here in our office. We've had a really great experience. We've actually really grown our team quite exponentially going that route, and it's really helped our business as well. So if you're looking to buy back some of your time and really, you know, just get, you know, more capacity, but at a fraction of the cost, this offshore virtual route might be the way to go for you. So interesting statistic there. We're going to come back more this week with some other data.
Thanks for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.